fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Get your lineup set. It's time for Start or Sit.
Let's go.
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Start breaking down the games here on Fantasy Football Today on this Thursday, November 10th. Tomorrow is a very, very important day. I'm going to tell you why in about a half hour or so, so stay tuned for that. Adam, Heath, Dave, and Jamie, I know you're all on pins and needles. Good morning, guys. Let's break down some AFC home games and a little bonus for you, Monday Night Football, Giants-Bengals. How about that?
Of course, we've got to get the Giants in there.
You know how it is. When there's no balance between AFC and NFC home games, I throw Monday Night Football on the AFC show. Okay?
All right.
Yes. Sure. Well, I'm very excited. I think we have a really good slate and some interesting matchups. We're going to look at some rankings discrepancies like Julian Edelman and Jarvis Landry. You guys are all over the place on them. Studs with tough matchups and some schedule analysis. But I want to tell you all about Buffalo Wild Wings. Awesome place to watch a game, and no team goes into the season without a game plan. Buffalo Wild Wings knows that football fans need a game plan that's built for game day glory. A game plan that should include 21 signature sauces and seasonings, a great lineup of beer taps, and an arsenal of wall-to-wall TVs. Arsenal. All of those details make for a game day game plan that can't be beat. So win or lose, if you're a football fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere around. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, we do it for you because you're a football fan.
As our resident Buffalo Wild Wings experts, I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows what the best side is at Buffalo Wild Wings. Get the buffalo chips and then get cheddar jack melted on top of them.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That
and then you can just dip those in whatever you're, whether it's ranch or blue cheese.
I'm not really a chip guy.
No, they're not chips.
I'm definitely a cheese guy.
They're not chips.
What do you mean?
They're potatoes sliced this way about that thick.
So they're thick potato chips. I'm thinking like timber.
With the cheese melted on top of them, they are amazing.
Oh, very good visual there. It's potatoes sliced this way and they're that thick. Good stuff for podcasting. before we get into the games, I've been teasing this. I haven't really gotten into it. I want to know what you guys think about two players. I'm very interested in their schedules. I don't think I've talked extensively about this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Allen Robinson. In his remaining schedule, I think they've played 8 games, so half of his schedule is against teams that are in the top 3 in fantasy points allowed to opposing wide receivers, starting this week with Houston. Houston, Denver, Minnesota, and at Houston again. They're all on the schedule. He also has good matchups against Detroit, Buffalo, Tennessee.
Yeah, the Colts in there, right?
Who?
Colts.
The Colts are week 17, though.
Hmm.
So Robinson having a tough year, and he plays right now statistically the 3 best teams against wide receivers, and we know Denver and Minnesota make a lot of sense, and Houston maybe too, plays them 4 times. So what should an Allen Robinson owner be thinking about that?
Well, as we've seen with Minnesota, when Xavier Rhodes takes his one play off, that's when you throw at him. That'll be his touchdown in that game. I mean, look, you know what you are with the Jaguars at this point. It's whatever he's going to get you in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter is going to be what saves his day.
I could be completely wrong, but I don't fear Houston.
I kind of don't either, just because I don't know. I've seen receivers play well against them. And the one thing that you got to like about Allen Robinson are the targets.
Yeah.
That being said, if a trade comes along that is that at the very least fair, you should consider it.
Mm.
You're right about these tough matchups, and you got to give credit to the Denver and Minnesota matchups.
Oh, for sure.
You don't give
yes.
credit to the Houston one. And the second time he plays Houston, it'll be in Houston. That could be tough.
You don't know what's going to be the case at this point. Again, Denver's defense is great. They're down a keep to leap. You don't know what the teams are going to look like by the time we get to those.
Yeah, but can
are
you still?
What I'm saying is don't make trades out of panic.
Okay.
So it could definitely be a tough situation. But the Texans, for that brief stretch when they lost Kevin Johnson, they've regrouped with Bouye.
Mm-hmm. Bouye.
Right? He stepped up. We've seen the Packers, the kid that stepped up for them in the absence of Sam Shields.
Gunter.
Right. So you're seeing, like, you know, in good and bad situations, you know, where there's a guy missing and players are stepping up, or just where players are missing. Like, I think Denver's going to be tested this week, and we may see the secondary expose a little bit.
Well, we may also see Aqib Talib. Can't wait to talk about that game tomorrow. Let me just read this trade offer that we got from Travis from a town in North Dakota, south of Grand Forks. I'll give Dave a hint. It's Fargo.
I'm going to go with Fargo.
PPR league. Would you give up Allen Robinson and Jay Ajayi to get Julio Jones?
If I have the running back depth, yes.
I think you're paying a lot. I think you're paying too much.
Okay. He does have David Johnson and Melvin Gordon. So,
if that's the only two I have, then no. If I had one more, then yes.
Okay.
So that means you still have to deal with Gordon's bye week.
That means you do like Allen Robinson enough, you know, because you'd probably in a PPR league be trading Ajayi straight up for Julio if you had to. No.
Yes.
Okay. How about Matt Ryan? What I want to know about Matt Ryan is he really this good, or has it been a combination of him being good, but also having one of the best quarterback schedules? He has faced Tampa Bay twice, Oakland, New Orleans, Carolina, San Diego, and Green Bay, but also Ryan has faced Denver on the road. He struggled there statistically, had a big game at Seattle, though. Do you look at the schedule for Ryan and say this has contributed to him being the best quarterback in fantasy, or do you think this is more or less legit?
It's both.
Yeah, why can't it be both?
It's a great quarterback taking advantage of a great situation.
It's a good offensive line protecting the great quarterback, and he's coming through for touchdowns in the red zone, whereas last year he was making mistakes.
All right. Then I'll leave it at that. Let's do a rankings review. I want to talk about two players. Now, I always ask you guys for two you like and two you don't. And then when Heath leaves us on Friday, three you like and three you don't. But for today, Jamie gave me Julian Edelman and Jarvis Landry, and it just so happens that he doesn't like. It just so happens that those are the two I picked out for our rankings review. Edelman is 18th for Jamie in standard, 16th in PPR.
No, I haven't updated yet.
Okay, so you're going to move him down?
Yes, he'll be outside my top 24.
All right, so then you'll be joining Heath, who has Edelman 26th and in standard and 22nd in PPR. Dave, meanwhile, you have Edelman top 10. So you are the high man on Edelman facing the Seattle Seahawks. Let's talk about that. Starter sit, Dave.
I think that they use him against the Seattle defense in the slot against Jeremy Lane. I think that's a winnable matchup for him. I think he can score, and I think the targets will be there for him.
Here's the weird thing, and I didn't really – this isn't one that had stood out to me. I kind of thought that I liked Julian Edelman by putting him in the top 24 in PPR because he's just not been any good at all this year, and he's playing a tough defense. I thought that was a complimentary ranking of him against
Edelman. Oh, I think he's going to be in the neighborhood of 20 to 28.
Right.
In standard leagues, in the neighborhood of 15 to 24 in PPR. His best game so far in a standard league is 9 points.
Right.
That's with a touchdown.
Yeah.
That was his last game.
His last game. And I think that's kind of what he is at this point. I don't see them differing from what they've been doing, which is take some shots on the outside. And you look at the teams, as bad as Lane has played in terms of being bad for a Seattle defensive back, the guys that have beat them up are outside guys.
But is that
how they're going to attack them?
Hold on.
Be with the tight ends. It's going to be with
right.
you know Edelman
running back out of the backfield. It's going to be with Edelman.
I just want to point out that when they've been beat up by wide receivers, it's been without Cam Chancellor. So he is expected to play this week. Now they've played four games with Cam Chancellor. They faced four pretty bad quarterbacks. You know, I think probably Tannehill may have been the best one they faced. And you know, so I don't know. It's weird, guys, because I feel like. When you look at matchups and what opponents have done against this team and that team, like New England is just...
They're different.
They don't matter, right?
Yep. Right.
I think the thing you got to look at is what Edelman's body of work is, which has been, you know, good PPR, bad standard. He could easily have one of his two touchdown games. It wouldn't be surprising. I really think that New England is going to do whatever they want to. I don't think Seattle's defense without Michael Bennett in there is the same. Cam Chancellor is going to make a difference. But you go back last year, Adam, when Chancellor had the holdout and he came back. Tight ends crushed them early. And so I think if he's not right, granted he's playing, but we talk about all the time with offensive guys, there is the shake off the rust game for the defensive guys too to get their legs back underneath them. I think Gronk and Bennett are going to beat them up.
And I will say, like, Robert Woods we view as an outside guy, but he had almost all of his success last week out of the slot. He had success against
Jeremy. He's a bigger guy.
Okay, yeah.
He's not necessarily an Edelman type of guy. I mean, you look at the receivers that have had 9 or more fantasy points against them. It's Marshall. It's Julio. I think Kenny Britt had a 90
yard
day in there. Fitzgerald had a big day against him. Now, he lines up in the slot.
Right.
He's a bigger slot guy. So I think when you look at it as, will Lane match up on Edelman? Probably.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Will Brady look at that matchup? Sure. But I mean, Edelman, a good day for Edelman at this point is 7 for 70 if he doesn't score. And so, you know, I think Edelman and Landry, you know, just in particular, are two guys that just don't find the end zone, at least haven't so far to date.
Cool.
He's okay. Going to have his best game of the year.
Edelman? And then another slot guy, so. Jarvis Landry. So Jamie and Heath have Landry, you know, 20 to 25 in standard, 16 to 22 in PPR. Dave, you have no interest in Jarvis Landry outside your top 36. So again, you are the odd man out, Dave, for Jarvis Landry at San Diego. He has one touchdown this season. He's been pretty bad three straight games, and you just don't see it happening this week for him?
Yeah, his last five games, I'm looking at it right now, 9 fantasy points is the high. So very Edelman-esque. And this is a team that's running the football now. They like getting behind Jay Ajayi and riding that offensive line. And I think they're going to keep trying to do that. I think Ajayi is going to be that lead guy. And his targets have gone down. You look at him last 4 weeks, as high as 9, as low as 3. 3 targets in a game for Jarvis Landry just doesn't seem right to me. And I don't know if there's going to be a rebound there. I feel like
coordinator Clyde Christensen said this week, we did a bad job in not getting him the ball. He's going to get fed targets this week. But I just imagine, to me, they're the same guy. You're going to get 7 to 9 fantasy points from both these guys in the standard league. You'll get 15 something in the PPR league.
I think the difference is, Jarvis Landry has a better chance of breaking one tackle and getting a big play. Like, Edelman's probably going to catch the ball and fall down.
But
I think they both have the same chance.
I don't know if I agree with that. The thing that I like more about Landry's chances this particular week is we saw San Diego do a great job stopping Tennessee, which had run all over everybody. Now, you're not benching Jay Ajayi, and DeMarco Murray still came through for you. The San Diego run defense has been better the last month or so, just in terms of how they've stopped the run, especially since Joey Bosa has been on the field. And so if they get stopped,
right,
the Patriots have 55 options to use. So if Edelman is, for whatever reason, getting bottled up or doesn't have a breakaway game, they can still win easily. Mm-hmm. If the Dolphins' running game gets bottled up, Jarvis Landry is going to get 20 targets in that game.
Don't you think the Chargers know that, though? Like, and I think that's part of the reason why Jarvis Landry hasn't been as good.
The Chargers don't have enough defensive players that are skilled enough to shut down the run and sell out stopping the run and to stop Landry from getting targets. I'm not saying he's going to have success. He's going to get targets. So if they're chasing points.
Yeah, but so is Edelman. They're both going to get targets.
Not the same. The Dolphins don't have enough guys.
Well, but here's the thing. Ryan Tannehill, I think he's throwing 6 fewer times per game than he did last
That's
year.
Because nobody's stopping the run the last 3 weeks.
And nobody's going to stop the run. And then here's the thing. And Adam Gase said, he told his coaches, don't let me get away from the run. You know, he's a pass-first guy, but he knows what the strength of the team is. And if that was the thing. I thought Tannehill might have a good game against the Jets because teams typically pass against the Jets. They don't run against the Jets. But he didn't have a good game because he, again, did not throw a lot of passes. He throws about 30 passes a game, and that's with the comeback against New England. Like, if they're not getting blown out, I don't think he's going to throw a lot of passes, and I don't think San Diego can stop Miami's running game. So that factors into just the opportunities and the targets that Landry's getting. By the way, I was wrong. It's not that he's had 3 bad games in a row. He's, like Dave said, he's had 9 points as his high in his last 5 for Landry, but a couple of good PPR games in there.
You can't bench these guys in PPR.
Well, Edelman has not been good in PPR. He's like in 4 games with Brady. I think he has 1 game with more than 5 catches.
Right. He's been worse with Brady. But the whole thing has been sort of predicated on Gronk being back to being Gronk.
Yeah, that's not a good thing for him, is it?
No, it's not. And you know, there's more mouths to feed. This was a concern with Edelman coming into the year was Hogan's now a factor. You know, the running backs out of the backfield, whoever it may be, and Lewis may return this week, but White or Lewis is a factor. And even go back to last year, they didn't have as much success running the ball. Has more success this year than he did a year ago.
But he's been so inefficient since Brady came back.
Sure.
Like he's scoring touchdowns.
He needs 20 plus carries to get going. Like right. His best games come when he's, you know, killing the clock in the fourth quarter.
I think this game is kind of a lot like that Pittsburgh-Dallas game in that it really depends on how you think the flow is going to go.
All right, we'll get into that game a little bit later. Let's go to some of the big news. CJ Procise is going to play a lot this weekend, according to Pete Carroll. I did a scan in all of my CBS sports leagues. Procise, Procise, Procise. Owned by Jamie Eisenberg. Owned by Jamie Eisenberg. Owned by Jamie Eisenberg. Thanks a lot, Jamie. Are you starting CJ Procise in any leagues this week?
No.
Okay.
You're just stashing him.
I picked him up a couple weeks ago. I found no need to drop him. I mean, you're probably referring to what, the IDP league I have him and our FFT league I have him.
I think one other.
Not sure.
What it doesn't matter. But he's just a stash. Let's see what happens, right?
I mean, it's a pretty clear. I think it's already happened. It's a pretty clear trend. He played almost as many snaps as Michael did 2 weeks ago, played more last week.
They're going to be chasing points,
right? Then that's when you figure he'll be on the field a lot more.
Okay. Duke Johnson or ProSize this week?
Johnson.
I believe I have Duke.
I actually just traded for Duke Johnson yesterday. It was not the reason I traded. I didn't make the trade to acquire Duke Johnson, but I desperately needed a running back this week.
Was it a very clever trade for Duke Johnson?
Yes, it was.
I don't know.
It was like a Roadhouse trade.
Not in the inside joke.
No, you're not. I needed a running back, so I traded Demaryius Thomas and Paul Perkins for Giovanni Bernard and Duke Johnson.
That one was for people who watch FFT live on Sunday mornings.
Oh boy, you gave
up. You gotta watch it live if you
if you watch it live. The second half breakout star running back to get Duke Johnson and Demaryius Thomas.
I needed Gio for this. This is PPR league. I needed Gio. And yeah, I didn't want to make that deal, but I'm 3-6. I have to win out.
Ah, okay. Let's see. Carlos Hyde was limited in practice. Doug Martin returned to practice. Do you think Hyde or Martin play this week?
I don't think Hyde plays, and they're cautioning it with Martin. Like, it's not a lock that he plays this week. But Heath saw some video of Doug Martin's practice, and according to Heath Cummings, he looked really good.
Looked best running back I've ever seen. I was kind of mocking it because they did have video of him. It was on Twitter. He was doing it, all the drills, but I wouldn't be surprised if they gave him one more week. I wouldn't be surprised if he played. I think it's a coin flip right now.
Okay. But on
if you have anybody Thursday night, play him Thursday night.
There you go. Thank you. Mike Evans is still in the concussion protocol, but we do expect him to play, right?
He's been practicing in full. So he just hasn't been cleared.
Okay. So keep an eye on it. Ladarius Green, still limited in practice. I don't know. There seems to be some momentum that he's going to play this week, Ladarius Green. But if he doesn't play this week and he's not ready to go next week, they're going to have to put him on IR.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know. Is he going to play? What do you think? Did you rank Ladarius Green?
No. Okay. Everybody should just put him on the scout team and be ready to add him at a moment's notice.
Couple of injuries for tonight's game. Baltimore right guard Marshall Yanda expected to miss the game, and Cleveland is going to be without their cornerback Jamar Taylor.
That Browns defense.
I cannot imagine that whoever they have play that position will be worse.
Tremont Williams, according to ESPN, he is a lot where he has struggled, and this is, I guess, I don't know.
Taylor or Williams, both of them have been awful.
Tremont Williams has been worse.
The Browns are 0-9. They're all awful.
Okay, but my point is, these two news items make the Baltimore running game a little bit worse and the Baltimore passing game a little bit better. Does it matter to you at all when you rank Terrence West, when you rank Joe Flacco?
No, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Works for me. Now, I think it's really interesting this week that we have, within the same game, studs with tough matchups in, I think, three different games. So, for example, Odell Beckham and AJ Green have tough matchups. You look at Cincinnati and what they've done against everybody except for basically the Denver receivers and Jamison Crowder. Brandon Marshall, Antonio Brown, Terrell Pryor, 7 fantasy points combined in standard leagues. And then we know the Giants have been good against number ones, but I think a little bit worse lately. And Janoris Jenkins started to give up some big plays. So just to get it out of the way, Odell Beckham, AJ Green, do you have any hesitation to start these two guys?
Well, not AJ Green. He's matchup proof. I mean, Beckham's not quite as good as him. So
you still feel the same way?
Or have you changed? I absolutely feel the same way.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're both very good. But there's a couple of receivers that I would take over Odell Beckham. Maybe this is more for the daily crowd, or maybe you're loaded at wide receiver, but DeAndre Hopkins, I really like his matchup.
Ooh.
And Alshon Jeffrey, you got to love his matchup against Tampa Bay. I would chance it with those two over Odell.
Oh, I could not do that. Because we loved DeAndre Hopkins' matchup against Detroit 2 weeks ago.
It's true.
You know?
Jeffrey, I could see it. Not Hopkins.
I would start AJ, Evans, Antonio, and Julio over Beckham. That's it.
Okay. So everybody's going to start those guys, but it's interesting. Same thing here. Everybody's going to start these guys, but Le'Veon Bell facing Dallas, which allows the second fewest fantasy points to running backs, and not so great on a per carry basis, though. And Ezekiel Elliott, and we know Pittsburgh, when they're healthy and they have Hayward, they could get Dupree this week. They are good. I just think it's interesting that these two guys have tough matchups, and we're going to see those two make their case for the best running back in football. And then Tom Brady and Russell Wilson. Tom Brady. So Seattle gave up 3 passing touchdowns to Matt Ryan. They've given up 3 passing touchdowns to the other 7 quarterbacks they've faced combined. So they're obviously good. And then Russell
Wilson. I don't know if they're the same without Bennett. Pass rush has not been the same.
It's interesting. I think they've been getting the quarterback a little bit, but I think it's...
Frank Clark's been back, and he's helped.
They've had no Bennett and no Chancellor, though, so we haven't seen them with just one of the two. Nobody's sitting Brady.
Bennett versus Bennett in this game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, how about that? Yeah. What about Wilson, guys? How do you feel about Russell Wilson? I think 1 quarterback in 9 games in Foxborough last year scored 20 fantasy points. 1 in 9. That was Fitzpatrick. It's already happened twice this year.
You know, I went back and looked at what quarterbacks against the Patriots have done coming off of their bye week. And last year you got to throw it out because it was somebody was injured. I forget who they were playing after bye week. But 2 years ago it was Luck. He had a big day. The year before that it was Cam Newton. He had a big day. I didn't really feel like going back much further than that because clearly there's good quarterbacks, good enough track record. I don't know if Wilson at 100%, which is the best he looked last week, which you'd probably say he's close to 100%, is worth benching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just not 12 quarterbacks.
Like I'm not getting cute and starting Cutler or Flacco over him.
Okay.
No. I'd rather start him than Winston.
That's an interesting one because Winston's been playing well. Like you could make
Right.
Like Cam. No.
I've got Winston, Cam, Cutler, Wilson.
Wow.
And they're all in my top 12. I don't have a problem writing Russell Wilson again, but when have we seen 2 good games in a row from him this year? It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
I do think he's going to chase
last
points.
Week was first time.
I know it'll look good.
But if we're going to use history, we'll just say last year he sucked the first 8 weeks, and then
the second year
awesome,
he's going to be better.
And if the argument is 2 straight good games, you haven't seen 1 good game from Cutler, fantasy wise.
We haven't seen 1 all year.
No,
we haven't. No.
Well, we're gonna.
He's only played 3 games.
I think volume is going to help Russell Wilson. And I mean, that was my argument for Matthew Stafford last week, and he was palatable.
Yeah. After a really tough game against Baltimore on Monday night and then traveling cross country, this is a tough spot for Seattle.
And the Patriots are coming off of a bye, yes?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've had 2 weeks to prepare, yes?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So that should be a lot of fun. Injuries, news, and notes. Some more of them. Travis Benjamin did not practice. We'll get to that game. Hunter Henry was limited in practice. He could play this week. If Hunter Henry plays, does Antonio Gates leave your top 10?
No.
Okay. He would be very, very borderline.
His last 3 weeks, 10 targets, 9 targets, 9 targets. And
so he's going to get at least 35 yards.
Sure.
The targets have been there.
You're counting on a touchdown for old man Gates. And right. I think he can get that one again.
Jacob Tammy missed practice with a shoulder injury. Would you start Dennis Pitta or Austin Hooper?
Pitta.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to say it. The Jets put left tackle Ryan Clady on IR with a torn rotator cuff. He wasn't having a very good year anyway.
No, but the line goes from bad to worse. Yeah. And if Nick Mangold doesn't play, I know that Matt Forte's numbers have been great the past couple of weeks, but I would get nervous about this Jets offense.
Rams.
The Rams defense. I know they're traveling across the country and all that, but they're just as desperate for a win as the Jets are.
This is not one of the games that I'm looking forward to this week.
And Fitzpatrick's banged up. No guarantee he's going to play. This could be a very tough game for the Jets.
All right. Justin Houston for Kansas City. He's off the PUP list. He may play this week. They're at Carolina. I am excited about that one. Aqib Talib's status still uncertain. Benny Logan, Philly defensive tackle, he could return. We'll preview that game tomorrow. The Redskins, they were already going to be without their left tackle, Trent Williams. They might be without their right tackle, Morgan Moses. So it's going to be a tough game for them against Minnesota.
They really like their replacement at left tackle. I can't pronounce his last name. Someone else, it's
Smith.
Ty, and then Smith. It's spelled like N-S-E-H-K-E. Seeker, maybe. Maybe it's something like that. The N is silent. But apparently they really like him a lot, and his PFF grades haven't been terrible if you go back and look at him. So maybe it's not going to be so bad.
The Saints will be, or could be, without Teron Armstead, their left tackle. He's got this lingering knee issue. Carolina.
Oh, that's no big deal. against DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller.
It's
no
a big
deal,
deal,
right?
He barely played last week, but we'll get to that game tomorrow. Carolina center Ryan Khalil may not play, and the Bears could get nose tackle Eddie Goldman back this week, and they don't have a terrible run defense, so that should be an interesting one as well.
Turned it around.
Do you expect Allen Hurns?
Nope. Oh, it's Dave's. I forgot.
Is this for me to do again?
I didn't mean to step on your
segment. Dave, I don't know if you remember, but last year you had like a lot of fun with it. You just said like random words. I don't know if you want to bring that back.
All right.
I'd be like, do you expect Allen Hurns? And you'd be like, pizza!
Really?
I don't remember that at all.
I
think you made that up.
No, Dave and I did a few solo shows. And I think that's when you were doing. All right, anyway.
But that doesn't help anybody if I yell pizza for Allen.
No, it doesn't. Jeremy Maclin.
No. Jones. I know what we could do.
Matt Jones.
I'm not going to do it this week. I think he'll play, but stink.
DeSean Jackson, same thing, right?
I don't know if he's going to play.
All right. James Starks.
Trending in the right direction. I wouldn't put him in lineups yet.
Tevin Coleman.
Trade for him.
Harry's Razors.
Use them.
Yeah, acquire them. It's time for you to get an awesome shave. It's time to get
the
shave.
You shave 4 times a day with Harry's Razors?
I used to have to shave 4 times a day. Now it's, you know, now it's once a day. Mm. Now, Harry's Razor seriously is...
Full moon or not full moon?
You know, you have really misrepresented my werewolfness. It barely exists. But no, Harry's is a great shave. I mean, it is the best razor I've used, and it's so much less expensive than the store-bought ones and the blades. I mean, you're talking half the price, in some case, better than that. So go to harrys.com, HARRYS.com, and get the free trial set. Use our offer code FFT for the post-shave balm. And this is just such an awesome offer because you get, with the free trial set, a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. It's all free when you sign up for a shave plan. The only thing you have to pay for is shipping. And the cool offer here is that you get the post-balm shave thrown in for free if you use our offer code FFT. So again, the special offer for our fans, enter the code FFT at checkout to get a post-shave balm added to your order for free. So I don't see how you turn that deal down. Go to harrys.com, enter FFT at checkout. You're going to love it. harrys.com. On to two you like and two you don't for the AFC home games. Let's go to Dave first. Sorry. James White. You like James White against Seattle, and you like Rishard Matthews against Green Bay. So you're going with kind of fairly risky guys. I like that. Tell me about James White.
I think that this is where the Patriots are going to try and win, is on the underneath passes and maybe try and draw that coverage deep with Chris Hogan running down one side and Gronk running down the middle. And I think James White gets involved a little bit more. We know that Seattle run defense, it can travel well. I think it's strong. I think it's going to limit LeGarrette Blount. And I think this is a James White kind of game. And usually when it's that type of game, he's going to score, catch a handful of passes. So I think he's a good number two running back this week against Seattle.
Okay. How about Rishard Matthews? Is he a number two wide receiver?
He's close. I think he's inside my top 24, but barely. And very touchdown dependent. He scored in 4 of his last 5 games. Doesn't get a lot of yardage, but this is a game where Tennessee's going to throw a bunch. Went back and watched their game from against San Diego last week. And I like him as far as a route runner goes. And I think he's a good red zone threat. He doesn't really separate from defenders. That's a problem. That's what Kendall Wright does. But again, you're looking at Tennessee. I think this is going to be a high scoring game, something like 54 points combined in each of the Titans' last 4 games and 57 points combined in each of the Packers' last 2 games. So you're going to see a ton of points here. And so if it's going to be a high-scoring game with lots of touchdowns, start the wide receiver that catches touchdowns, and that's Rishard Matthews.
Would you start – I know you would start Edelman over Matthews. I want to know if Jamie and Heath were a little hesitant on Edelman. Would you guys start Edelman or Rishard Matthews?
Edelman.
Edelman.
Okay. How about Dave? Would you start Landry or Matthews?
Matthews.
Okay, I know you're the low guy on Landry. Let's go to the two that Jamie likes, Eli Rogers. How about comparing Eli Rogers to Rishard Matthews? Rogers has Dallas this week.
Matthews standard, Rogers PPR.
Okay, what do you
Dallas expect? Dallas stinks against slot receivers. Go throughout the course of the season. Sterling Shepard week 1, Jameson Crowder week 2. Jeremy Curley's big game was against Dallas out of the slot. I thought Andrew Hawkins had a shot last week. I missed...
2 weeks ago, it was Jordan Matthews.
2 weeks ago, it was Jordan Matthews. Yeah. And Rogers coming off a 100-yard day. So I actually got asked this question on Twitter this morning. Sammy Coates or Eli Rogers? Now, I think Coates has a much higher ceiling, clearly, because if he scores a touchdown, you're going to have he'll have a better day than Rodgers, but I wouldn't be surprised if Rodgers has another 5 for 80-plus yard day, you know, now that they're getting healthy.
And I think it partially depends on if they feel 100% confident in Ben's health.
They do.
Because they, well, then I kind of think I Coates better, because they were trying to get the ball out of his hands quickly.
Yeah.
And with Coates, so they can wait for him to get open.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the slot thing is interesting. Also, Randall Cobb had a big game against them. Mm-hmm. All right, so Tyrell Williams is the other wide receiver that you like this week against Miami, the best buy low candidate of all time, Tyrell Williams.
Love his matchup this week. You know, we talked about this yesterday or 2 days ago. In his last 5 games, the 2 non-Denver games, he's either got 100 yards or a touchdown. In a couple of those, he has both. And so Travis Benjamin not expected to play. Miami secondary, I think, has their numbers, I think, are overrated compared to their talent. And so they haven't given up a ton of big games to receivers, but with the way that Rivers should throw the ball, he's been very good at home. I think you'll see Tyrell Williams have another chance to play well this week and be a top 15, top 20 type receiver in both formats.
Would you start Tyrell Williams or Dez Bryant?
Dez.
I think that game's going to be a shootout between Dallas and
I'll take Tyrell Williams. Mm.
All right.
Would I you feel start like he's a little safer.
Tyrell Williams or Emmanuel Sanders?
Williams.
Sanders.
I think I have Williams ranked higher. I'd have to check.
You do.
All right.
I've got your back. Let's go to the two that Heath likes. He likes Marcus Mariota. Who are you starting Marcus Mariota facing those Packers against? Excuse me.
I'm starting Marcus Mariota over all but 6 quarterbacks. I'll start him over Russell Wilson. I'll start him over Winston. I'll start him over Palmer. I'm starting him over Ben. No, that won't be very popular. But
you're starting over Breeze?
What's that?
Breeze?
I'm not starting him over Breeze.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's a bad matchup for Breeze, but he's at home.
Okay.
And so I don't really care.
You like Kenny Britt. So we've talked about Rashard Matthews, Eli Rogers, Tyrell Williams, Kenny Britt, who's at the Jets. How do you compare Britt to those guys?
I don't think those other guys are in the same category as Tyrell Williams. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'd rather play Britt than the others.
Than Rashard Matthews or Eli Rogers?
Yeah. Probably took me too long to come along to the idea that Britt's actually having a good year. And he's got a good matchup against the Jets secondary. So I've got him as a top 30 guy.
Isn't he one of those guys that you hate relying on, though, after he has a good game? Because you've seen it a zillion times where there's just no consistency.
This year.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been consistent to a degree.
He scored a
touchdown. As far as double-digit fantasy points, that's
no,
where
well, you have to be realistic.
Crosses the line.
He he's basically, his floor and his ceiling are about the same, 7 points.
8, 7, 25 against Detroit.
That was
and then
the big
4
one.
And then 10 last week.
Yeah.
He's been consistent in terms of targets.
To me, the 4 and the 25 are the ones that stand out because that's not really been where he's
so
at.
So 7, 8 points.
Yeah.
Which, 7,
yeah.
8, 10.
And remember, that's standard scoring. 7, 8, point, 8 points in standard scoring is typically what the number 24 wide receiver is going to get. So if you want a borderline number 2, more likely high end number 3 wide receiver in standard, that's Kenny Britt. In PPR, he doesn't get a lot of catches, so he's probably
right.
like
it's
low end.
12, 12, 32.
These are points,
7,
not catches.
14. Right.
Right. So he's
but,
probably
but still, I mean, if,
but he's in that 12 to 14 range in PPR,
that's
which
not
is
bad.
It's again, it's right where he is in standard league, low end number 2, high end number 3.
Right. Yeah. And I've got him as a number 29 over all receiver.
Yeah, that's a safe ranking.
Perfect spot for him.
Like, all right, two you don't like. Heath does not like, interesting, LeGarrette Blount, who just scores a bunch. Remember, name that player all the way back to yesterday?
Yeah.
Leads the NFL in rushing touchdowns, tied with Melvin Gordon. You don't like LeGarrette Blount against the Seahawks?
I don't like either one of the running backs in this game.
Oh, Christian Blount too, yeah.
I like Brady, and I like Gronk. It's tough to really get too excited for me about anyone else in this offense. I think somebody else is probably going to score a touchdown, maybe two. This is a game where Vegas has got the Patriots projected to score a lot of points, and I don't really completely get it.
Traveling?
Like, you're not familiar with the New England Patriots offense?
I know they're really good. I don't think Seattle's defense just sucks now.
No, but they scored a bunch of points. What was the score in the Super Bowl? They had a pretty good game in the Super Bowl.
That was when they were good.
What's that?
That was when they were really good.
I think the Seahawks defense was better then than it is now, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's when they were really good.
Right.
I mean, Buffalo did what they wanted to, and that was in their building.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of that was Tyrod and the way he was playing.
Yeah, but McCoy was running well.
Yeah.
I mean, Gillespie scored a touchdown. I find it hard to get away from LeGarrette Blount this week. I'm sure you don't have him ranked outside your top 24, though.
No, he's just the low end number two for me, as opposed to you guys probably have him closer to a top 15.
He's in my top 15. I think he scores. I have a hard time getting away from him at home.
And he's just like he's got to score, as inefficient as he's been.
Yeah, he's not running for 100 yards, but he also has the 2-touchdown potential. You know, that's the thing about him.
By the
whenever they're at home and he's healthy, I think he's in play.
They scored 28 points in that win, 28-24 in the Super Bowl. Would you go with Crowell or Blunt?
Blunt.
All right.
Yeah.
Deion Lewis, by the way, seems like he has a pretty decent chance to play in that game. So we'll talk about that in a moment. Jamie does not like Julian Edelman or Jarvis Landry. I think we've discussed that. So sorry, Jamie. We will go to Dave's two. Doug Baldwin at New England and Brandon Marshall against the Rams. What extent do you not like these guys?
What'd you say? I missed what you just said.
Why?
Why don't I like these guys? I like them enough to start them as number two.
No, wait. Why did you miss?
Blowing.
You never miss what I say. You're always very attentive. What happened over there?
I was doing something else.
Well, I'd like to know.
I don't know what are you, the teacher?
And this is
class.
I haven't
caught me in class.
Do you want to share it with the rest of the class, Dave?
I was reading something. Actually, what I was doing, I was reading a story on Deion Lewis, and then I was checking to make sure he was on one of my fantasy teams.
Ah. Or.
So you caught me when I wasn't paying attention to whatever you were back.
Like, who is the most likely to be distracted and not hear what you said?
Oh, it's me, 100%.
I don't think it is.
You think it's me?
Well, I'm the only one sitting here. Well, I guess you're sitting in front of a computer too, but you're only sitting in front of a computer, Heath, because you've got to connect to Adam.
Right.
Now, here's what I think.
Isn't good enough to connect.
I tune Adam out purposely, though.
Right.
That's true. Here's what I think happened. Dave sent me the link to the article of Deion Lewis might be able to play. I'm looking at the bottom of the article and the clickbait at the bottom, and there's a story that says these cameramen caught the shot of a lifetime, and there is a revealing photo of a woman in there. I think Dave got hooked on the clickbait.
I see that clickbait all the time. I did not get distracted by it. Instead of pretty women, I was distracted by Deion Lewis on my fantasy team.
If you would have said pizza, then I would have agreed with you.
Yeah.
Well, now I got to check to see if there's pizza at the bottom of the page.
All right, Baldwin and Marshall.
Oh, wow. Those girls are. All right, so listen. I think we've seen it now from Doug Baldwin where single digits in fantasy points in non-PPR. It's frustrating, and I think the Patriots can scheme to take him away. Their focus is going to be on Jimmy Graham more than anything else, but I don't think the door is open to trust Baldwin. If Russell Wilson had a great game last week and Doug Baldwin had single digits in fantasy
points. But he had 89 yards, so that's good.
Okay, so look, if you start him and you want 8 fantasy points, go for it. Does he have a chance to get you double digits? I'd say so, just because of Russell Wilson having to throw a lot, but he's thrown a lot in the past, and Doug Baldwin hasn't come through. But
7 targets.
Are you saying that he's not, like, what's his chance of scoring a touchdown?
I don't think it's very high. The way that Graham's been playing,
he's
the way this offense has struggled.
I don't see a difference between him, Edelman, and Landry at this point. These are slot receivers that don't find the end zone on a regular basis, at least this season. Edelman scored once, Landry scored once, Baldwin scored twice. And so there's enough of a sample size now, and to Dave's point, Wilson's on a career high for pass attempts. So one more game of him throwing in the 40s does not make me say, oh my God, I gotta go start Doug Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Now, matchup is not horrible.
Right.
But he's had some good matchups along the way. The only real time that he's taken advantage of it was San Francisco.
I really hate this matchup for the Seahawks. I think it's a really tough spot for them.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I put him as a guy I didn't like. I've got him ranked 26th.
What about Brandon Marshall? Where do you have him ranked?
The Rams' pass defense has been pretty good with Trumaine Johnson on the field, and we're talking about a Jets offense with backup offensive linemen, a quarterback with a bad knee. What if the quarterback doesn't end up playing and it's Bryce Petty instead of Ryan Fitzpatrick?
This point may be better for him.
And Brandon Marshall's drawing double teams. Yeah, I went go back and watch every single third down against the Dolphins last week. He's getting double covered, and the targets are still there. Fitzpatrick doesn't mind throwing into double coverage.
Actually, the targets are not there.
Compared to earlier this year and last year.
He's been 4 straight games with single digits in targets.
I think losing Eric Decker, but aren't they high? Aren't they like 8-9 target
games?
But
still, this is a guy that last year was 14 targets, 15 targets. I mean, it's consistently 12 or more.
Fair. I think losing Eric Decker has been part of the reason why the Jets have stunk and why Brandon Marshall's numbers have started to sag.
He's been outplayed the last three of the last four games by Quincy and Nono twice,
mm-hmm.
and Jalen Marshall last week, just in terms of production.
I do like Brandon Marshall better than Doug Baldwin. I think his upside is a little bit higher, but both of these guys are in my 20s. outside of the top 24.
Devontae Adams or?
I don't like Marshall either. I agree with you.
Devontae Adams or Marshall?
I haven't updated it since
Adams for me.
Marshall.
I've got Rashard Matthews out of both, which is gutsy, but I think he's got the best chance to score.
I take all
the three.
Four Packers receivers over Brandon Marshall.
I'm a little concerned about Adams this week.
Huh? Jeff Janis.
All four.
I think there's a good chance that Adams gets McCourty more than anyone else. And if Cobb's back, I think his targets go down.
You think who?
Adams.
Yeah, but he was playing well even before when everybody was healthy.
Right. He had a lot of touchdowns. He wasn't, his catches weren't there. His yardage wasn't there.
Well, I mean, he had 5 for 85 and a touchdown. That was when we were like, maybe he's better than we thought.
Right.
And then he followed that up two games later with the big game against Chicago.
Well, Adams, I can tell you, has had 16, 14, and 8 targets in his last 3 games. Now, he has had 6 games out of 8 with 7 or more targets, and in those 6 games, he's 5 touchdowns. So that's very good ratio. If you get 7 targets, Adams seems fairly likely to score a touchdown. At least that's been the case. Now, Heath, you say you're a little worried about him. You still have Adams in your top 24.
Oh, absolutely, right. Yes. I think he's 22nd.
Okay, so everybody's starting all of the Packers receivers, and we will get to that game in just a moment. No team goes into the season without a game plan, and if they did, game day highlights would be nothing more than a football follies compilation, and follies can be hilarious, but Buffalo Wild Wings knows fans prefer the taste of glory on game day, the kind of glory that comes with having 21 signature sauces and seasonings to choose from, or a great lineup of cold and refreshing beers on tap, or a collection of wall-to-wall flat screens so big it would make your head spin. And we cover all those details so they add up to the kind of game day experience fans can appreciate. And we do it because we appreciate the fans. So win or lose, if you're a fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere there is at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, we do it for you because you're a football fan. Seattle at New England. I think we have covered this game fairly thoroughly. Tom Brady's the top 3 quarterback. Everybody's starting him. Okay, Blunt, seems like you guys are starting. Some are more optimistic than the others. What about the Deion Lewis role? How could it affect Blunt? How could it affect James White?
If Deion Lewis comes back?
Yes.
Bye-bye,
James. Bye-bye, James White. Hello, Deion Lewis.
But there's no chance I'm starting Lewis in his first game back.
If you're stuck.
If you're stuck.
If I had White,
I'll give you
Lewis,
an interesting scenario.
I would still start White.
Really?
What we've seen with the Patriots, when Gronk came back, how many snaps did he play that first game?
Yeah, but
it's
Brady
true. It's Brady. No, you're right.
That's a good point.
I don't know if Lewis comes back. I think Lewis will be better than White rest of the season.
If those are the only two choices you have,
I'd start White.
I might have to make a choice in a PPR league between Deion Lewis and Spencer Ware.
Oh, that's easy.
It'd be Ware.
It's probably Ware. I think that's the safer way to go, but I don't like Ware's matchup. And I'm a little worried about that Kansas City run game without the left guard, Heath.
Yes.
Ehinger?
Yes, Parker.
Yeah, first Parker. Name. Let's just call him Parker.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't know how to pronounce a Giants name.
I'm not a homer.
Oh, are you not? Is that no. Wow, right. I said that weird. I was going to say, are you now? But you didn't say you were, so threw me off. Who do you think is a bigger fan of their team, me or Heath?
Of their football team?
Yeah.
You.
Really?
100%. Baseball, it's probably me, but football, it's you.
Interesting.
Pretty sure Heath has a Royals tattoo.
He's a fair-weather Yankees fan. He only likes them when they're good.
Oh, you. Sense. First of all, they're always good. And secondly, that is not true. So back to football here. And how great are the Giants? Chris Hogan. Chris Hogan, start or sit?
Sit.
I don't feel good about him.
Okay. Yeah, he's a home run flex play if you're stuck.
He is only 39% owned. Let's go to Martellus Bennett. Let's Martellus Bennett or the starting tight end for the Falcons, whoever it may be.
Martellus. Bennett.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Bennett hopefully healthy now, but boy, 3 just awful weeks in a row. How can anyone trust Martellus Bennett?
Well, you can't, but I don't really trust the Falcons tight end this week either.
All right, so we're taking Pitta over Bennett, right?
We're taking C.J. Fedorowicz over both.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Fedorowicz, his nickname is what now?
Thinking Cap.
I think that's just awesome, Heath. That's just good for you.
Thank you.
All right. Russell Wilson is 11th for Dave and Jamie, 8th for Heath. You guys are starting Breeze over Wilson, right?
Yes.
And we're not starting
Mariota Cutler. Over Wilson too.
Yeah, but not Cutler and Flacco.
No. I'll take Cutler over Wilson.
Take Cutler. Seattle running backs, avoid them. And it's fair.
I think Pete Carroll's trying to avoid them.
I would like to avoid them. I don't know if I can start Crowell over Michael, though.
That's why I made this trade. My running backs were Devontae Booker and Christian Michael, and I don't want to trust Michael.
Right.
So I traded to get Gio.
And I've got Crowell, like, right around 30. So, like, Michael's probably still a top 30 running back.
By default?
Which DST do you like better, guys?
In the Patriots game?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
The Patriots.
I'll stick with the Patriots, but I don't really love them.
They just don't create a lot of turnovers. That's the problem. And Wilson doesn't really turn the ball over.
Right.
I can't remember if I dropped the Seahawks for the Patriots DST. Because I think you can do that if you want to do that, because the Patriots...
And then you're riding the Patriots the rest of the way?
It's amazing. Their schedule is amazing.
Their schedule is amazing, but they just don't do a lot in terms of DST huge production.
They beat early in the year, though.
Even when the Seahawks are not there, not as good as they've been, they've got playmakers. They've got guys that will force turnovers.
The New Orleans game is a perfect example. Right. Didn't like them in the Saints game. They had the fumble of Ingram for the touchdown in the first play.
Yeah, and ultimately, that is why I did not do it. I'm looking at the transactions now. I didn't do it, and you're right. They have been so good. They get a lot of sacks, the Seahawks.
And they get the Eagles next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Eagles at Tampa Bay.
Right. Those are two great matchups.
Okay. All right. So,
but if you do need to make a transaction, that's the only transaction to make. You cut them on Saturday.
Okay. Let's see. Dallas at Pittsburgh. Dallas leading the NFL in time of possession. We had a big discussion about Ben Roethlisberger yesterday. Jamie has him fourth. Dave has Roethlisberger seventh. Heath still very low on Roethlisberger. Are you going to move him up? You have him, I think, 16th.
No, I have him 12th.
Oh, 12th now?
Yeah. Okay.
So,
unless it hasn't updated or something, but I've got him 12th.
I'm seeing him 14th. Either way, you have him 12th, and now I'm seeing him 12th.
Yeah, refresh.
Is he moving up or staying there?
That's where he moved up to.
You know who you should start him over? Andy Dalton.
Why?
Because Andy Dalton is in prime time. And last year...
You know, last four Andy Dalton primetime games, he's been pretty damn good.
Not on Monday night. Thursday doesn't count. Monday is where it's at. And last year on Monday night, he was so embarrassing. He had like 7 fantasy points.
His last four Monday night games, you know what his combined touchdowns are?
What?
3.
So it's just Monday night now.
Yes.
Like Sunday night, Thursday night.
Just in terms of, look, he played really well in the game against Miami.
Right.
He didn't have a good fantasy day.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. But
I
Giants,
think the way
the Giants
he plays is probably more predictive.
Giants allow the fourth fewest fantasy points to quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
And his Monday night on the road, I think, is awful too. Or no, I'm sorry, his primetime on the road.
Yeah, well,
he's only played 4 Monday night games in his career.
Because last year he was having such a good year, and then he faced the Texans on the game was 10-6, a terrible game. We'll get to that game in a second. Anyway, Roethlisberger, we talked about yesterday. You're starting the running backs in this game. You're starting Antonio Brown. I think this is a fairly easy game. How about Dak Prescott? Do you like Prescott or Russell Wilson this week?
Wilson,
but it's close. I think Dak's going to play well.
Jamie made the case for Eli Rogers. Nobody wants to start Sammy Coates, right?
Nope.
Home run, boom or bust.
If Ladarius Green plays, starter sit.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Dez Bryant, how do you feel about him?
I feel like he's a candidate for 10 fantasy points.
15.
Oh.
Taking the over, huh?
Yeah.
I like that his targets go up in those competitive games. He's only had 2 games with double-digit targets, and they've both been games where Cowboys opponents have put up 21-plus points. Mm. Steelers are putting up 21-plus points.
He's a must-start.
Steelers' pass defense has been pretty good, though. They've only allowed 3 receivers. I know Mike Wallace did his thing last week, but they've only allowed 3 receivers all year to get double digits in fantasy points.
Mm. Deshaun Jackson, Brandon Marshall, and Mike Wallace. And what about Cole Beasley then? I feel like I've really liked Cole Beasley this year, but I'm not feeling it this week.
3rd receiver.
Yep.
Okay. So Rishard Matthews over Beasley?
Yes.
In standard, yes.
Eli Rogers over Beasley?
No.
No.
Okay.
Jason, I think they're close in non-PPR.
They are close in... I would say they're closer in PPR than non-PPR. Beasley will find the end zone.
Jason Witten.
Beasley's basically like Rashard
Beasley
Matthews.
Beasley has found the end zone. Beasley,
doesn't mean if you want to talk about Beasley and Matthews, they've both been basically the same in terms of their touchdown production.
Yeah, Jason Witten we don't like. He's outside the top 15. I think he's 14th for Heath in PPR, but you know, don't be fooled by last week. The DSTs are kind of interesting. Like Dallas' DST is actually 12th for Dave and 13th for Heath, 22nd for Jamie. I don't know. I don't think many people.
I think the Steelers are lighting them up.
Yeah, I probably have them too high.
All right, so Green Bay at Tennessee. You're going to start Aaron Rodgers. We like Mariota this week. We like him better than Wilson. Some of you might like him better than Ben. I assume Heath does. Jamie doesn't. Dave, do you like Mariota or Roethlisberger?
I just moved Big Ben ahead of Mariota in my rankings. Okay. So they are back-to-back, but Big Ben is ahead. I would recommend Big Ben.
Okay, guys. Carson Ben Palmer or Mariota?
Mariota.
Mariota.
Palmer.
All right. Looking forward to that one tomorrow. Let's talk about the Packers offense. What happens here?
Well, they throw a lot.
Yeah. Is there a Ty Montgomery role in the backfield? We like all four of the wide receivers, but specifically Ty Montgomery and the carries. There won't be that many of them, but how do you think they will be distributed?
What about Mike McCarthy calling him a three down back?
He looks good. He looks like a running back. It's actually making me a little nervous about all the James Starks I own.
The thing that, you know, we talk about Tomlin, what he said about Roethlisberger last week. McCarthy said that they were limiting, or the Packers said that they were limiting Montgomery's reps because of the illness, the sickle cell trait. So you wonder if, okay, now he went through a game again, went through a full week of practice again. You know, do they open things up a little bit for him after last week? You know, so don't necessarily look at last week's stat line and say, oh, he's done, because he could easily come back out this week and get you 6 to 9 carries again like we saw 3 games ago,
right, and that's
3 weeks ago.
Could be 30, 40 yards there.
Right. His yards per carry has actually been good.
He looks like a good running back. He really does. I've been
well, I think it's easier, too, because when you're throwing the ball 50 times a game, the linebackers aren't exactly sitting on the run.
Of course.
Like he's getting a pretty good starting run at it on each play. I don't know what he'd look like with people in the box.
That's fair, sure. But it's not going to be the case, obviously. And gosh, the Titans pass defense is falling apart, so it feels like a big Rodgers day.
Yep.
All right, but no Richard Rodgers, right?
He had 10 targets last week. They made it a point to try and get him involved against the Colts linebackers.
But that's a team that stinks against tight ends.
I haven't looked closely enough at.
And they really
Tennessee.
Didn't play Cobb at all.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. That's a fair point. That's the biggest thing for me, because I think Tennessee is weak against tight ends. You saw Gates score against them and almost twice last week.
Man, so I don't hate
maybe
Richard
Rodgers gets involved, but he's a 1 week potential guy, and there's just others I like better. I like Pitta better, Fedorowicz better, Ertz way better.
All right, guys. Let's go to the Titans here. I know you're going to start DeMarco Murray, but this is a tough run defense. He's had a pretty good schedule, Murray, and an easy one. The three tough defenses that he's faced, the run defenses, 42 rushing yards against Minnesota, big game against Jacksonville, but that was on a Thursday, and then 51 rushing yards at San Diego. But he always finds a way to score. He catches a lot of passes, so hard to sit him. I don't think I'm going to handle him, though.
He benefits with Henry being hurt.
He's almost matchup proof, because no matter how they have to play, he's going to be involved.
Yeah. Now, what about Kendall Wright? We have talked a lot about Rashard Matthews. Do you have any hope for Kendall Wright this week?
It's every other game.
He's a boom bust flex play.
Yep. I'm starting him in the league where I have Hilton on the bye.
Coates or Wright?
I'll go Wright.
Wright.
Right.
Okay. All right. Cole exactly. Beasley or Wright?
Beasley.
I think I have Beasley higher in PPR and Wright higher in standard.
I think I do too.
Okay. The Delanie Walker. Yeah. Start the Delanie Walker and Packers DST, 12th for Jamie, 19th for Dave, 9th for Heath.
See, I think you can like Mariota and like the Packers defense, because
last week
he's making some bad decisions.
Yeah. Weird. Cincinnati at the Giants, Eli Manning. How much you like him?
It's all right.
I mean, he's the second best quarterback in the game.
Definitely not.
Oh.
How about this? Actually, this is kind of an interesting note for Eli Manning. Four quarterbacks have done well against Cincinnati this year. Those four quarterbacks have thrown a combined 5 touchdowns to their tight ends. As we know, Cincinnati gives up a lot of points to quarterbacks, but very, very good against wide receivers. So you think to yourself, well, maybe you need a good tight end to have a good game, but
or a pass catching running back, which they don't have either.
But Perkins can do
manufacture one with Perkins, right?
But the tight ends who've caught touchdowns against Cincinnati: Xavier Grimble, Jesse James, John Phillips, and Rob Gronkowski and Jordan Reed. So maybe there's a cheap Will Tye touchdown there or something like that. Manning has been really good at home. Is he top 12 for you? I know like Wilson is borderline top 12 for Dave and Jamie. So Wilson or Eli?
Wilson.
Wilson.
I have Wilson one spot ahead of Eli.
Okay.
I like that the Bengals have allowed 19 fantasy points to each of the last four quarterbacks they faced, but it's a little fluky. Like one of them's the Browns, and that was when Kevin Hogan ran wild against them.
Wait a second. 19 or more, you're saying?
What did I say?
I thought you just said 19.
19 plus.
Okay, yeah, because Dalton right. or Cousins yeah. ripped them up last week or 2 weeks
458
ago.
458 and 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Eli's not bad.
Giants running backs, sit them both?
I would prefer to.
Why would you start them?
Would you start Paul Perkins or James White if Deion Lewis plays?
Perkins. White, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you start Perkins or Duke Johnson?
Duke.
All right, so let's wait and see what happens there. We're starting Beckham. Starter sit Sterling Shepard. Sit him. Wide receiver struggle against Cincinnati. Let's go over to Cincinnati. Andy Dalton. Heath likes Dalton the most, I think.
Oh, as always. It's just the way that it is.
Dalton 16th for Dave and Jamie and 11th for Heath. Running backs. I think this is really tough and really interesting, basically on a weekly basis. But how do you feel about Hill and Bernard?
Bernard better because he gets more work.
I've got Bernard higher in PPR, Hill higher in standard. Hill got the carries last week, right?
Yes.
2 weeks ago. And so I don't have any idea. I think Hill's more likely to score a touchdown. Bernard's much more likely to break 100 yards.
Hill is very much touchdown dependent in this game. I think the Giants do an okay job stopping the run for the most part. And I think the matchup is better for Geo.
All right. And we're not starting Brandon LaFell, are we?
No.
Nope.
Giants have had a lot of trouble against slot receivers. I don't think that comes into play here. And you're going to start Tyler Eifert.
Yep.
Houston at Jacksonville. Man, I apologize, guys. I mean, we got three games left, and we're almost at the end of the show. So we could definitely speed it up and save. Why don't we save a couple games for tomorrow so we can spend a little more time on Houston-Jacksonville. We'll get to Rams-Jets and Dolphins-Chargers tomorrow. Houston-Jacksonville will finish.
I think you can
we could bang
Rams-Jets.
Out Rams-Jets right now.
Go, Rams-Jets, go.
Start the defenses.
Todd Gurley makes me nervous, but you'll still start him. Expect around 80 total yards.
Forte's the same.
Flex Britt.
And Brandon Marshall.
There you
go. Noah Nunwa, right?
Noah Nunwa.
And Nunwa of him. Lance Kendrick's sleeper tight end.
Yep.
Yeah.
His targets have been really good for him the past couple of weeks. I would take him ahead of Richard Rodgers.
Yes.
Would you take him ahead of Jason Witten?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So I think we've done a pretty good job on the Dolphins. We talked about Landry. We talked about Tyrell Williams. Gates.
I think it's gonna be one of the better running back games to watch.
These guys are pals.
Yeah,
too.
You said that Zeke and Bell were trying to see who the number one running back was. These two.
Yep.
Right, but I think Adam said it in the context of tough matchups.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you know, the Cowboys and the Steelers run defenses are good. The Dolphins and Chargers run defenses, they've been hit or miss. San Diego is a little bit better than Miami's, but I noted that same thing, Heath. That these are two young running backs. These guys are friends. They talk to each other all the time. Ajayi spoke about it to the San Diego media this week. And I think they're going to try and one-up each other. I think they both have very good games. But I like Gordon better.
Yep.
All right. So then, you know what? Why don't we save Houston and Jacksonville for tomorrow? And just tell me real quick how you feel about Philip Rivers. Would you start Rivers or Mariota?
Rivers.
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 Okay, so we like Rivers a lot this week.
He's been good in every home game, sans Denver.
Rivers or Breeze?
Breeze. No, Rivers. I'm sorry. Rivers.
I think I have Rivers ranked higher.
Rivers.
All right. I'm going to read some emails to finish the show. FantasyFootball@CBSI.com. First of all, how do you feel about this team name, Chili's Baby Back Bibs?
Don't you have to sing it, Adam?
Chili's Baby Back Bibs.
Oh, wait. I got to tell you something. I was talking to Adam yesterday about what song you should sing. And
right.
How does he work himself into this?
How?
He says, if it's something that it's a parody, if it's easy enough, I'll play my guitar.
Oh, no, no.
I thought that would be fun. I wasn't trying to work myself in. I thought we'd have a good time.
How do I know if you know the song? I don't even know the song.
We'll pick a song that I know. No, I know
gonna,
a lot of
we're
songs.
Gonna do it, we're going to do it Thanksgiving week.
So yeah, when I'm in town. Time. We'll rock and roll.
So you're going to bring
we're
going to
have a jam session?
Yeah, we're going to have a guitar. I have guitars
in. You want to bring the
Florida.
Saxophone? We could really get it.
See how he works himself into this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? So, fine, I won't do it. I won't do it. I don't care. I don't need to do this.
Do
I thought
you play
it would be
a
fun.
Musical instrument? None. Heath will bring in a musical instrument to play.
I mean, I have a keyboard. I've got a guitar. Oh, we're in keyboard.
He's bringing the keyboard.
Oh, cool.
And I'll just push one of the buttons and make it.
That's
make sound.
Fine. That's great. Jamie will bring in the sax.
But see, no, then I'm not, because that would ruin the spirit.
You have
to
play a musical instrument.
No, I don't.
We're going to have a jam session.
No, we're not. You're singing.
Bang the drums. Well, of course I'm singing, but everybody else is bringing something. You're just going to sit and watch? I guess you won the bet. That's fine.
All right. Emails. This is from Tom Brady. That's what he said. Travis Kelce or Antonio Gates?
I have Gates higher now, for now.
I'll go Kelce.
I'll go Kelce, too, especially with Macklin out.
This is from Corey from a city in Florida.
Ocala.
Chris Ivory, Jarvis Landry, or Allen Robinson? Pick two.
Ooh, bench Landry.
You really like Ivory, huh?
Against
Houston.
Defense?
Yeah.
I like Ivory as a number two running back. I would still start Robinson and Landry over him. Definitely in PPR.
In PPR, it's easy. In standard, I would go with Ivory. If they do what they did last week, they gave him 18 carries.
Is there any fallout after the fumble? Can they afford
fumble.
To? Can they afford
yeah,
to?
Yeah, he did fumble, but it should have been a touchdown. Dallas in Idaho. Dear Watson, Brady, and Cruz. Those are Tom's.
Tom's.
I've been offered Lamar Miller and Jordan Reed for Devontae Adams and either Allen Robinson or Brandon Marshall. Which one would you give up in that trade?
I'd rather have Miller and Reed.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, but it's a great trade. But he's going to give up Adams, and he can pick Robinson or Brandon Marshall. Who would you rather give up?
Marshall.
Marshall.
Marshall. He still has his bye week, and he's struggling.
All right, last question here. This is from someone who says, you guys owe me. It's from Daniel DeCali in Oxford, Pennsylvania.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We borrowed money from Daniel DeCali?
Yeah. He says, dear Jason, Tommy, Billy, and Zach. I don't know them. Do you? Okay. You owe me because I made a sell-high trade of Melvin Gordon and Latavius Murray for Lamar Miller and Terrence West a few weeks ago.
So I owe him.
Yeah, you owe him.
Okay.
12-team half-point PPR league. I have an offer on the table. I give up Amari Cooper and Jordan Howard. I get DeMarco Murray and Sammy Coates. He has Green, Evans, and Moncrief.
Say it again. DeMarco
Murray. The knee-jerk is to do it.
Yeah, so he gives up Cooper and Howard. He gets DeMarco Murray and Coates. He needs to do this. He has Melvin Gordon and Kristen Michael.
Solid B.
Yeah, do it. Good trade, Daniel. And we do owe you, and we're happy to pay you back. And I said at the beginning of the show.
No, he's trying to trade for Melvin Gordon.
Yeah. We said at the beginning of the show, I said that I would tell you why Friday is such a big day. And I said I'd do it in a half hour. I meant an hour and 3 minutes. Buying the Nintendo Mini tomorrow. Let's go.
Wow, that'll really get you out of the house.
Oh, yeah. No, this is good home
and if
entertainment.
If you were pasty before.
I'm curious to hear, because I've heard the cord is not very long.
Uh-oh, really?
So, I mean, you don't move more than 3 to 4 feet in a given day, so it's probably okay.
That's not good. I don't want to sit right in front of the TV.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. Man, your fiance is one lucky lady.
She's excited, too. She's gonna enjoy it. I'm going to beat her in Tecmo Bowl.
She's never mind.
That's it for today's show. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The delivery people in your town are so happy.